This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Monday, July 8th. Well, the cattle market gets a significant boost amid light trading on Friday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle jumped up. The cash trade is really improving. There's technical support that is continuing to underpin futures prices, and that upside momentum is really starting to build. Now, the market's been kind of thin today, so we have to watch closely that maybe this is just a reaction because there isn't a lot of participants. That being said, you still have to watch that the market really jumped pretty well. Feeders were also higher. That decline. Declining grain prices is spurring a lot more buying. Trade has been kind of light, but there is room to rise here. The market has had a big sell-off over the past number of weeks, so there is something to be said about this market moving up. And if grains continue to fall, we're going to see some big support coming in the feeders. That's definitely going to take that live cattle contract up as well.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Friday up 1.25 at 5.19 1/4. July corn was up 1 at 4.34. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 5.75 to 6.08. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for July were up 1.5, ranging from 5.60 1/4 to 5.75 1/4. BNS wheat with 14% protein prices for June were down 6 3/4, ranging from 6.08 1/4 to 6.13 1/4. Live cattle for August were up $1.55 at 107 even. August feeder cattle were up 2.25 at 138.82 1/2. And July class 3 milk was up 7 cents at 17.38.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.